Oh, yeah, modifying an older cell phone to go into like a test or a maintenance mode or something like that and go scanning through the band. What's that now? Well, see, having an amateur radio license affords you the liberty of checking for interference only, which means you can own and actively scan through and momentarily listen to for the duration of checking for interference. You can listen to the cellular band if you want to. So if you just exploit that a little bit, which I don't recommend, but you just... Yes? Two-way paging is okay. Let me back up a little bit here. As far as I know, you bending your ear to a paging frequency and listening to it's of no consequence. There's no problem there. The moment you start actively building up circuits and designing software to go after POGSEG, GOLAY, FLEX format, which are all publicly available on the net, I might add. You can find, if you just type in POGSEG or FLEX format into a search engine, chances are you'll find, you dig around a little bit, you'll find the schematics and find the software to suck up paging information in your local area. My favorite is going after the prostitutes and busting them. That's fun. It takes a little while. You have to figure out what service they're subscribing to, and after you've done that, then you go through the phone numbers for that block, have your software start looking for the message you just sent out, and you've got her. So you can just roll her over, beat cell phone hacking. Right. It's not your broadcasting. So when you send a page in FLEX format or POGSEG, GOLAY, whatever you like, you're broadcasting. So don't say, I've got the $14 million, where's my 15 billion pounds of cocaine? Don't do that. It sends all kinds of information like the signature numbers and so forth. I don't know the exact terms. What do they call that? I guess it's just the pager's address number. It's, six, eight digits long or something like that. And if the FBI really wants to get into it, they can find you if they felt like it. So no broadcasting. Yes? No, but the problem with that is you have to send your page when the other paging signal is not currently on the air, and that's like 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 1 second. You have to know when to click on your transmitter and send the burst. See, because you'll be stepped on, because I've been to these paging sites on tops of the hotels in Los Angeles. And there are these nice big 19-inch rack mount things with these big thick wires coming out, lots of power. And they're all synchronized. The transmissions are synchronized. So you get coverage all at once in the L.A. Basin, or it comes off a satellite where repeating systems all hear it all at the same time. So it's, yeah, that's like, yeah, so you've got to be able to step right into the middle when the radio transmitter shuts off, then you turn yours on, and then get out of there and let the rest of the traffic go by. That's the other thing the FCC gets real pissy about is the two things, public safety and big money commerce. Big money commerce means interfering with the paging frequencies because there's cash going by there. And if I owned a multi-million dollar business like a paging, paging net, I'd be rather upset if somebody was interfering with my frequency. Go to complain to the FCC, and they'll rain terror on you. No problem. That and the other public safety stuff. Oh, that was the other thing. If anybody wants to hack the public safety systems, please don't. There's plenty of people out there that need those services. You want to hack something, hack the trash trucks or the taxi cabs or something. Don't hack the safety systems. Yeah, don't go doing things like that either. That's not a cool thing. Yes? I don't have the information on that. For the past like 3 or 4 months, I have been playing with a motorhome that got us here. plug for shadowco.org, because the pictures of that thing are on that site. So, I may as well. I used to and soon will have another web page on shadowco.org, as if poor old Wolf's machine isn't going to get hit for all the Windows information that Mojo's going to put up there. He's going to have a heck of a time getting when he gets back. Dear old Wolf is just going to be sitting in front of his box. I can find him now. He'll be administering his machine for all the returns on information from the talk Mojo gave. To seize a network in the area?
Not seize it, but like piggyback on an existing network, something like that.
You got to figure out how to lie to the machine, which means you're going to have to do a lot of listening. You have to do a little bit of research. I can't see why you'd want to be able to control the network. Have you got something in mind? Or? Oh, sending your own signals through it. That would be a very unique exploit. Using the existing radio systems to purvey your own madness. I would really be interested in hearing what your thoughts are on that. Do email me with all your particulars. We'll send some block diagrams back and forth or something, and at least do this in theory. Because most of the exploits and things that I think of are just like, an interesting chess match. Can you really do this? Is it really doable? Okay, it is. Great. Well, do I really want to do this? Nah, I got something else to do. But just the mental exercise of, criminy, can you send your own digital traffic through this cellular system?
Well, their microwave transmission is there. It's just a matter of...
Yeah, being able to... Now, being the man in the middle of a microwave system is really unique, and it does require a little bit of research. You've got to have your pole and stick it up into the stream and sniff it and find out what's going by here, what's on this thing. That's just taking a look at the world around you and trying to understand it. Now, getting back to what I had said earlier about going to the Pomona Fairgrounds and sticking your pole up at the front of the ATM is kind of obvious what you're doing. It's like, yeah. But that's nothing that a clipboard, an orange vest, and a hard hat can't cure. So, if people believe you're supposed to be there, you believe that you're supposed to be there. So, yeah. But that, like I said, most of the things that I think of are, can it really be done? And from the laughter, I would say, yeah, it would be believable if you orange vest, little stripes, and clipboard, and ramble off some tech speak, and even some security guard go, hey, can you keep people away from this thing for a little while? Just switch it all around on him, Just the security guard's there to ask you what to do. You're telling him what to do because you need to get your job done. He's going to go, oh, okay, you're legitimate. You're asking me to do things. Instead of defending yourself, you're just employing me, so... There's the man that's going to load up shadowco.org, no doubt. let's see. Any other questions? I'm about out of time. And I'm going to find out who's speaking next. Think of something else for me to answer a question about. Okay. Right. Oh, you mean crystals?
Yeah, they have crystals that had, it was dialable. And I remember you were able to, plus 10, plus 100, plus that. I think it was like giga. I could dial this better. Are any of those things pretty much still around?
I don't know where you're from, but there are swap meets, and I'll plug one that I frequent once a month. Last Saturday of every month, at the company called TRW, and it's got nothing to do with credit checking and stuff. They're actually building things there. The TRW swap meet last Friday of every month near Rosecrans and Aviation Avenue. No, in Southern California. See, I know most people are not from Southern California. You guys are from all over the freaking planet. So it's in Torrance, I believe. But look for Rosecrans and Aviation Boulevard, and that'll tell you what's going on. It's kind of near the 405 freeway. And there is all kinds of computer gear and amateur radio gear there. No clothing, no other like furniture and stuff like that for sale, just radio gear and Hart Electronics and so forth. And you find all kinds of unique, obscure things that say Department of Navy on them, weird boxes that are just so heavy you go, my God, what's in here, type of thing. So. Yeah, you never know what's going to show up. Really? Out here? If out here, I have seen so many unique boxes that have been declassified in like under 20 years that are out there. It's like, the heck? You know, somebody... There's all kinds of radio gear to be had for... That was the other thing my talk is about, radio gear and how cheap it is to get. All you have to do is look. Unfortunately, he's from a territory that you say is like an underground. You got to keep it kind of quiet that there's actually radio gear. Well, heck, we've got a nice little metropolitan area out here. Los Angeles is in our backyard for Torrance and the Orange County area and so forth. But there's tons of gear. There's a swap meet at Golden West. There's, you know, it's the general type swap meet, but there's still tons of radio gear out there. All kinds of weird things. I picked up a telephone test set that you had to load 22.5 volt batteries into, and 9 volt batteries that were round that looked like C batteries that had the 1 9-volt connector on one side and the other 9 volt connector on the other. You know, the little rings. Weird stuff out there. So all you have to do is just walk around, take a look. There's plenty of things to experiment with to hook your computers in. Searching on the net is one way of getting hold of stuff. You can email me, technopagan at mailcity, and I'll see what I can find. The Tempest thing rather interests me, both send and receive, because that's all about radio. And can I really do this? There was an article in a back issue of 2600 that covered Tempest and how they were wandering around New York City and watching everything going on that was sensitive. I mean, just the general population office type stuff. They went down Wall Street. They went down a few other places. They stopped in front of an ATM and picked a few things up. It's just frightening how loose everything is via radio. You know, if things are loose via telephone, how much looser, you know, the telephone wire, how much looser is radio? You know, radio waves all over the damn place. All you have to do is listen. You know, skip the transmitting stuff. Just tuning in to the world around you is just an amazing thing. How am I doing on time here? I don't know. Yeah, it does not take much to convert. It does not take much to convert an old stand-up video game into an ATM. You've got a nice screen there. So what if it's too big? You know, particle board's heavy. You can make it look like you put some sheet metal on the outside. Looks like wood. Tastes like wood. Looks like an ATM to me. You know, there are all kinds of crazy stories like that, people wanting to get caught doing that. But the ones that don't get caught and you don't get, you know, you don't hear of, is just frightening. You know, this is a mad, crazy place with all this silicon and radio waves flying around, and it's best to understand it and get on the good side of it rather than being, you know, being left in the dark. I think my time's up, and I don't see anybody in the on-deck circle up here. Well, thank you very much for me winging it.